USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott believes the state needs to build its own wall along the southern border due to rising crime. And to do that, Abbott is asking the feds for some land back.
Today, I am also sending a letter to President Biden. His administration is refusing to finish the border wall on land that the federal government took from our fellow Texans. I am demanding that the Biden administration immediately return to Texans land that the federal government took to build the wall. Texas will talk to those property owners about Texas using that land to build the wall.
President Biden is insisting the United States' relationship with Russia must be stable and predictable. Biden heading back from Geneva after meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Prime Day is back. Amazon's annual Prime Day event will be held June 21st and 22nd, kicking off summer with 2 days of epic deals and the biggest savings Prime has to offer. The shopping extravaganza will deliver Prime members over 2 million deals across every category, including fashion, home, beauty, toys, electronics, Amazon devices, and more. Prime members can start saving right now with hundreds of thousands of exclusive early deals. Plus, members can support small businesses when they spend $10 on select small business products during the lead-up and get a $10 credit to use on Prime Day. Shop selections across Black-owned, woman-owned, military family-owned, and many more small businesses. Prime Day kicks off at midnight Pacific and 3 a.m. Eastern on June 21st, and deals run for 48 hours exclusively for Prime members. Not yet a Prime member? Start a 30-day free trial at Amazon.com/Prime Day.
Former President Donald Trump is planning to visit the Texas-Mexico border. Trump saying he accepted an invitation from Texas Governor Greg Abbott to visit the area on June 30th. This as illegal immigrant car chases with smugglers continues to rise across the entire state of Texas. In one of the most recent cases, a smuggler carrying 12 illegal immigrants crashed into the front gate of a home in McAllen, Texas. Texas State Trooper Chris Olivares tells Fox News these sorts of occurrences are now happening every day.
Sadly, we've had incidents where there has been fatality crashes because of these smugglers, the way they drive. And unfortunately, we might start seeing that a lot more because of these increase of pursuits.
The Randolph, New Jersey School District announced that all holidays would be simply referred to as days off instead of traditional names like Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The announcement set off a backlash, including a petition calling for the resignation of board members. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Going a little bit more in depth on the story I mentioned earlier regarding Americans being worried about inflation, much of that inflation concern is regarding President Biden's spending plans. Biden looking to spend another $4 trillion on infrastructure, which according to Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, is too much as we continue to see prices of everyday goods rising.
If you look at inflation numbers, PPI just came out 6.6%. Gas prices are up 53% in a year. Milk prices are up 9%. Bread prices are up 7%. It's impacting families all across the country, but especially people like my family growing up that struggle to put food on the table. The poorest families, people live on fixed income, are struggling. The Federal Reserve's balance sheet is causing part of this. They have an $8 trillion balance sheet. And what the Biden administration and Democrats are doing is just reckless spending is causing this inflation.
Major League Baseball says enough is enough regarding pitchers doctoring the baseball.
Major League Baseball will start suspending players for using foreign substances to doctor the baseball. The league announced it will crack down on pitchers who use any substances to enhance their grip, from pine tar to spider tack. New guidelines will give umpires the power to check pitchers for foreign substances at their discretion. Violators will be tossed from the game in which they're caught and hit with a 10-game suspension. The move comes after MLB looked into a number of complaints and found what it called a prevalence of foreign substance use by pitchers throughout the league. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.